Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of Braille Touch, in this case on the iPhone 5. Before I dive into the demonstration, let me just say that my iPhone 5 is turned on. I'm sitting at the home screen that I downloaded Braille Touch to, and VoiceOver is turned on with hints enabled. You can download Braille Touch from the iOS App Store, and Braille Touch is actually all one word. It's capital B, Braille, capital T, Touch. That's capital B, R-A-I-L-L-E, capital T, O-U-C-H. Braille Touch, as the name implies, allows you to input in Braille on your iOS device using the standard 6-key input, which you would normally use, for example, on a custom Braille note taker or the good old Perkins Brailler. At the moment, the Braille code that Braille Touch supports is the uncontracted North American Braille. The developer is working on introducing contracted Braille with other languages. The version of Braille Touch that you download from the App Store is the free version, and this allows you to practice brailing on the screen with the app. And then for further functionality, you can do an in-app purchase that then gives you other features such as paste from clipboard, copy to clipboard, mail what you've brailled in, tweet what you've brailled in, etc. Braille Touch works with or without VoiceOver running. And for those folks that don't require VoiceOver but would like a little bit of extra assistance with the app itself, in Settings Braille Touch, going from your main home screen of your iOS device, you'll find options there to allow you to change the speech rate that Braille Touch uses. And also you can choose a higher contrast mode to make it easier to see the dots on the screen with the app. If you are using VoiceOver, then you change the speech rate of VoiceOver in the standard way. So for example, you would go into Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver, and change the rate of speech. Or if you have your speech rate enabled on your VoiceOver rater, you could also adjust it from there as well. When you're using the Braille Touch app, the developer recommends that you use a case, in this case with my iPhone, to make it easier to hold on to the phone while you're brailing, because you are using your 6 fingers to input Braille on the touchscreen. And the other suggestion is to probably use a Bluetooth headset, because that then gets rid of, if you're using a traditional wired headset, it gets rid of the wire attached to your iPhone that may get in the way of you holding the phone. Of course, you can use it without headphones. You can just have it going through the speaker in the phone itself. Now, before I actually run the Braille Touch app that I've just downloaded from the iOS App Store, just some reminders about some of the basic gestures for VoiceOver that I'll be using in this demonstration. So as we all know, when you're using a VoiceOver, you can drag your finger around the screen to hear what's under your finger, or you can move left to right, up and down the screen by doing the one finger flick left or right to move item by item. When you've heard something that you want to then use, such as a button or a control or an app in this case, it's a one finger double tap on the screen to then activate the item. And one final gesture that I'll probably show you later on in the demonstration is using the voice rotor, in particular to navigate the built-in help using heading navigation via your rotor. But just for the moment, remember that the rotor is holding 2 fingers, one at 9 o'clock and one at 3 o'clock on the face of a dial, and then rotating those fingers on the screen so that your left finger is going to 10 and your right finger is now going to 4. So it's like turning a dial, and that will then rotate between different settings for VoiceOver in the rotor. Once you get to the option you want, in this case we'll probably be using the header one, you can then do a one finger flick up or down to then navigate the help documentation. Okay, so let me just grab my iPhone And I'm currently sitting on the home screen that contains the app itself, and this is the first time I've run it. So let me just find it on the screen.
Braille Touch, new. Okay. Double tap to open.
Braille Touch, new, and I won't keep repeating what the hints keep saying for VoiceOver because that's pretty obvious. And at the moment, I'm currently holding the phone in portrait mode. So on an iPhone 5, I've got the connector stroke headphone jack basically facing me, and the top of the phone where your power button is facing away from me. Okay, so let's do one finger double tap to open up the app. 1, 2.
Landscape. Home button to the left.
Okay, so it currently says landscape home button to the left, and I've turned the phone to that orientation. So now I've got the home button on my left, or where the connector and the headphones are, and the power button is to my right. And I'm going to touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen.
Welcome to Braille Touch, heading.
Okay, welcome to Braille Touch, heading. Now I could drag my finger down the screen, but I'm actually going to do that one finger flick to the right to read item by item on the screen.
Braille Touch allows you to type on your touch screen using Braille. We assume you are already familiar with the standard 6-key Braille keyboard. As found on the Perkins Brailler and many Braille notetakers, we encourage you to read the full instructions on the help screen before you begin using Braille Touch. You can also find a user manual and frequently asked questions on the Braille Touch website at BrailleTouch.com. There are 3 main things you need to know before using Braille Touch.
Okay, now that one finger flick to the right.
1. To type with Braille Touch. Hold the phone with both hands on the left and right sides of the phone and the screen facing away from you. Braille Touch works in landscape orientation with the home button on your right. Please note that VoiceOver will announce home button on the left, which is reversed because the screen is facing away from you.
Okay, so the website for Braille Touch is http://www.braille touch.app.com. And where it said about the way that the app is orientated when you're braille inputting, not when you're actually just navigating the interface like I'm doing at the moment. So when we come to inputting, I'll actually be turning the phone back to front so that the front of the phone will be facing away from me and the back of the phone will be towards me. But we'll do that in a minute. So at the moment, it's still in the same orientation that we had it in when we first started the app with the home button on my left and the power button on my right. Okay, so let's go to the next information. One finger flick to the right.
2. Each time you go to the Braille keyboard, you need to tap once with one finger before you can start typing.
And that's pretty standard on most apps that use this type of technology, i.e. Type in Braille and Flexi. You always have to touch the screen to activate the Braille input keyboard once you're on that screen. So one finger flick to the right again.
3. To go to the menu from the Braille keyboard, flick left with 2 fingers.
Okay, so to go to the Braille Touch menu, 2-finger flick to the left to bring up the menu. And that's going from the Braille input screen, and we'll get onto that shortly. So 1-finger flick to the right again.
We recommend using a case for your iPhone or iPod Touch. This will help you grip the phone more comfortably with 2 hands. If you use headphones, we recommend wireless headphones or a right-angle headphone plug so the wire does not get in your way.
1-finger flick to the right again, that's pretty self-explanatory.
If you want to change the settings for Braille Touch, press the home button and open the iPhone settings app. You will find Braille Touch near the end of the page.
Okay, so basically it's saying to make any changes in Braille Touch, you go to your main iOS, in this case iPhone, home screen, go to settings, and drag or flick right down to Braille Touch, and then double tap to open it, and there's the settings for Braille Touch. 1-finger flick to the right again.
The free version of Braille Touch allows you to type using Braille and hear the characters or words you entered. We offer additional features through an in-app purchase. The upgrade is available from the Braille Touch menu with the upgrade. You can send text messages, tweets, or emails that you type using Braille. You can also copy text from the Braille Touch keyboard and paste it into any other app on your iPhone.
Okay, that just goes through those features that I previously mentioned. Going from the free version to practice your brailing, to the full version to have that extra functionality about mailing, tweeting, etc. 1-finger flick to the right again.
You can find additional instructions by pressing the help button on the Braille Touch menu or on the web at BrailleTouch.com.
Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory about accessing help. One finger flick to the right.
Show welcome screen on launch. Switch button on.
Okay, so this double is tap the show toggle welcome setting. Screen at launch. Now, if I turn that off now, and for the moment I'm going to leave it on, you can turn it back on again if you go into IE, home screen, settings, Braille touch. So one finger flick to the right again.
Start typing with Braille touch button.
Okay, and one more finger flick to the right. We can't go any further on the screen. So let's activate start typing with Braille touch. One finger double tap.
Alert. Welcome to Braille touch.
Now this screen is a screen you would get now if you turn that initial welcome screen off. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
Upgrade button.
That's the upgrade button. And I'll activate that in a minute to upgrade to the full version. One finger flick to the right.
Help button.
That's the help button. One finger flick to the right.
Start typing button.
Start typing button. That'll bring up the Braille touch Braille input keyboard. It's going to one finger flick back to the moment to help.
Help button.
I'm going to do one finger double tap.
Keyboard back button.
That's the keyboard back button. Now that will actually take us back to the Braille input keyboard. It won't take us back to the previous screen. So one finger flick to the right.
Help topics. Heading level 2.
Okay, help topics. Now this is where I said I would actually use the rotor to navigate around to headings in this case. So I'm putting two fingers on the screen at 9 and 3 and rotating clockwise.
Volume. Punctuation. Hints. Headings.
Okay, and if I do one finger flick down.
How to hold the phone. Heading level 2. Getting started. Heading level 2. Special characters. Heading level 2.
Okay, etc. So when you go into help, you can do a two-finger rotate if you wish around to heading, and then one finger flick up and down to get to the heading that you want to read from, and a two-finger swipe down for continuous reading, or one finger flick to the right to go down line by line and read the information on the help topic that you're currently interested in. Let me find the keyboard back button.
Keyboard back button.
Okay, that's the keyboard back button, or I could also do a two-finger scrub. And it'll take me back as well. Now, where I've gone back
to begin
is
typing
the screen
left with two fingers for menu
that contains the Braille input keyboard. Okay, so at the moment, if I touch the screen and hit a click, I've now activated the Braille input keyboard. So if I turn the phone around now, what I've now done is I've got the home button physically on my right and the power button on my left, so that the volume up and down and your mute switch on the phone is at the top and you've got your blank side of the phone on the bottom. And basically the way that the Braille's laid out is you put your three fingers on each end of the screen because you're in landscape mode, and going from the top of the phone to the bottom on the left-hand side, you have dots 1, 2, and 3, i.e. your left index finger, middle finger, and ring finger. 1, 2, 3 going down, and from top to bottom on the right hand side, you have dots 4, 5, and 6, i.e. your right index finger, middle finger, and ring finger. So for the moment, I'm just going to type in David. And again, it's as you would expect, you're doing chord commands, i.e. your normal Braille cell characters. So I'm going to do D, which is dots 1, 4, and 5.
D.
And A, which is dot 1.
A.
And V, which is dots 1,
Diddle.
2, 3, and 6.
D.
And I, which is dots 2 and 4.
I.
And D, which is dots 1, 4, and 5.
D.
Okay. And if I want to do a space, it's a one finger flick to the right.
Space.
So that's my name, David. And for the moment, I'm going to leave it there. We'll come back and do some more brailing in a minute, i.e. punctuation, new line, deleting, etc. But for the moment, I'm going to do a two-finger flick to the left on the screen. So two fingers on the screen and flicking to the left.
Alert, David.
So it reads out what I've just typed in. I'm now going to do one finger flick to the left.
Clear text button.
That's clear text, so we can do some more brailing in or typing in. One finger flick to the left again.
Upgrade button.
That's the upgrade button. One finger flick to the left.
Help button.
That's the famous help button again.
Resume typing button.
That's resume typing, so we can go back to the same spot that we've been up to when we've been brailing in. And that's it on the screen. Okay, so as you can tell, there's no other functionality currently in this menu about paste from the clipboard, copy to clipboard, texting, mailing, etc. because this is the free version of the app. But this app will really give you a good feeling of how to actually use the Braille Touch app. But for the moment, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to activate the upgrade button. So one finger flick to the right.
Help. Button. Upgrade. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Upgrade options. Keyboard. Back button.
Now, what I'm going to do now is, because I've come out of the Braille input keyboard functionality, I'm actually going to turn the phone back around again. So now I've got the front of the phone facing me. So physically, the home button on the left, the power button on the right. So I touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Keyboard. Back button.
That's the keyboard back button. Now I do one finger flick to the right.
Upgrade options. Heading.
Upgrade options. One finger flick to the right.
For version 15.99, add the ability to send text messages, tweets, and emails from the Braille keyboard. You can also copy text from the Braille keyboard to paste into other apps. Button.
Okay, so it tells you what the options are that you get when you upgrade. Now at the moment of this recording, that's the price of the app in Australian dollars, $15.99. That price will then be changing later on to $20, because for the first couple of days of the introduction of this app, I believe up until the 2nd of February, the app will be this price, and then going back to the normal price, which is $20. So one finger flick to the right again, and that's it. Can't go any further. So I'm going to purchase the upgrade for the app. One finger double tap.
Alert. Confirm your in-app purchase. Do you want to buy one full version for $15.99? Tap to begin typing. Flick left with two fingers for menu.
Okay, now one finger flick to the right.
Confirm your in-app purchase.
One finger flick to the right.
Do you want to buy one full version? Cancel. Buy. Button.
I want to buy it, so one finger double tap on buy.
Braille tile. Secure. Text field. Is editing.
Password.
Okay, and I've got our standard password on the screen from my Apple ID. And I'll just pause this recording while I type in my password, because I'm sure you guys don't want to know it. Okay, so I've typed in my password. One finger flick to the right.
Cancel. Button.
One finger flick to the right again.
Okay.
Double button. Tap on OK. Now, I should say that when that Apple ID and password came up on the screen, I was actually using the standard iOS on-screen keyboard, i.e. your standard on-screen QWERTY keyboard. I wasn't using a Braille input keyboard. Okay, so the in-app purchase is completed. Now what it's actually done is drop me back into the Braille input keyboard on the screen. So I'm just going to touch the screen. So I'm going to turn the phone around again. So I've got the front of the phone facing away from me. So I've got the home button physically on my right, power button on my left. I'm going to do a two-finger swipe to the left.
Alert. Welcome to Braille Touch.
I'm just going to turn the phone back around again to face me, i.e. home button physically on my left, power button on my right. Touch the top left-hand side of the screen. So on this welcome screen, we've got
paste from clipboard.
Now button. We've got paste from clipboard. Now that wasn't there before in the free version. So that way you know you've actually done the in-app purchase correctly. One finger flick to the right.
Help button.
There's our help button.
Start typing button.
Start typing button. Okay. So one finger double tap on start typing.
Tap to begin typing. Flick left with two fingers for menu.
Okay. Start to begin typing. I'm going to touch the screen. Click. Turn it around. So again, physically, home button on my right now, power button on my left, phone facing away from me. Let me type in the word David again. Now when I paused the recording to do my Apple ID, I actually got rid of the existing Braille that was in the Braille input keyboard. That was still there after I did the upgrade app purchase when it returned me to the keyboard. But I thought, just to keep things nice and clean, I'd actually get rid of it out of the Braille input keyboard area. Okay, so let me just type in the famous hello world. So that's dots 1, 2 and 5 for H.
H.
And then dots 1 and 5 for E.
E.
Of course, L is 1, 2, 3.
L.
L. L. And O is dots 1, 3 and 5.
O.
And then space is a one finger flick to the right.
Space.
And then world is 2, 4, 5 and 6.
W.
And O.
O.
R is 1, 2, 3, 5.
R.
L, 1, 2, 3.
L.
And D, 1, 4, 5.
D.
And then one finger flick to the right.
Space.
Now, of course, if you make a mistake with a letter, you can actually delete a letter. So if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Delete space.
Okay, I've deleted space, so I'll delete again.
Delete D.
I've deleted D, so I'm going to put D back in again. So that's dots 1, 4 and 5.
D.
One finger flick to the right.
Space.
And if I wanted to put a return or a new line in, it's actually a two-finger flick to the right.
Return.
Okay, so that puts a return character or a new line into the edit area where we're brailing into it. And of course, if you want to do a number sign, you would do a normal number sign with dots 3, 4, 5 and 6.
Number.
And for example, 1 would be A. So dot 1.
1.
And space.
Space.
Because remember in Braille, your numbers are actually A to J. So that's A1, B2, up to 9, which is I, and J is 0. And all you do is put that number sign in front of those letters. So number sign dots 3, 4, 5, and 6, followed by A to J for your numbers 1 to 9 and 0. And if you wanted to put an at sign in, if you were doing an email address, the at sign is actually dot 4.
At sign.
Okay, it says at sign. And then you could type in the rest of the email address. Your comma is dot 2.
Comma.
Okay. And a full stop is dots 2, 5, and 6.
Period.
Okay. I'll just do a space for the moment.
Space.
I'll leave you to discover hash symbol. So that's some homework for you. If you want to read the manual, what the hash symbol for is in Braille. So you can use that with Twitter to do a hashtag in Twitter. Now, finally, if you wanted to do a capital letter, it's dot 6.
Capital.
Followed by the letter. So I'm going to do capital, and if I do B, which is dots 1 and 2.
B.
Space.
Space.
Okay, that's capital B. So one finger flick back to the left to get rid of it.
Delete space. Delete capital B.
Okay, so you can hear it say capital B as well. If you wanted to do all caps, then you do dot 6 twice. So I'll do that now. 1, 2.
Cap all caps.
So it says all caps. Okay, so if I wanted to do New South Wales, as in Australia, I do capital N, which is dots 1, 3, 4, and 5.
Capital N.
Okay, capital S, which is dots 2, 3, and 4.
Capital S.
Capital W, which is dots 2, 4, 5, and 6.
Capital W.
Okay, and one finger flick to the right.
Space.
Is a space. And if I do another letter, so N is W, I'm going to do A.
A.
Dot 1. Okay, we're out of all caps because I put a space in there. Okay, so that'll do for the moment. I'm going to do a two-finger flick to the left to bring up the menu because we'll now have more options in there. One, because we've upgraded, and two, because I've got text in the Braille edit area. So two-finger flick to the left.
Alert. Hello world 1 in SWR.
Okay, so that's what I've just brailled it up to this point. So I've still got the phone facing away from me. And look, honestly, when you're using this app, you might as well just keep the phone facing away from you because it's no point turning the phone backwards and forwards all the time. So at the moment, I'm going to leave my phone facing away from me still, even though I've come out of the Braille input keyboard. If I now do one finger flick left on the screen.
Copy to clipboard button.
Let's copy to clipboard. Now remember, I've still got my phone facing away from me. So home on right, power on left. So one finger flick to the left on that orientation.
Paste from clipboard button. Paste
from clipboard.
Send text message.
Send
button.
Text message.
Send tweet button.
Send tweet.
Set email subject button.
Set email subject.
Send email button.
Send email.
Clear text button.
Clear text.
Help button.
Help.
Resume typing.
Resume
button.
Typing. Okay, and that's it. I'm actually going to do a tweet. So what I'm going to do is one finger flick back to the right.
Help button. Clear text button. Send email. Set email subject. Send tweet button.
Okay, I'm going to send tweet. One finger double tap.
Tweet. Text field. Is editing. Hello world 1 in SWR.
Okay, now I'm actually not going to send this, but I'll show you where you would send it. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
Send. Button.
And that's the send button.
Cancel. Button.
Okay, and there's the cancel button. So one finger double tap.
Tap to begin typing. Flick left with two fingers for menu.
Okay, and if I touch the screen, I'm back on the Braille input keyboard. So if I do a one finger flick to the left.
Delete A. Delete space. Delete capital W.
Okay, I'm actually deleting the text that's still in there. So if I want to get rid of that text now, I would do a two-finger flick to the left.
Alert. Hello world 1NS.
Okay, one finger flick to the left again.
Copy to clip. Paste from clip. Send text. Send tweet. Set email subject. Send email. Clear text.
Okay, clear button. The text. One finger double tap.
Tap to begin typing. Flick left with two fingers for menu.
Okay, and I've cleared the text. And what I could also do is actually copy and paste into another app using the Braille input keyboard. I've now got the Braille input keyboard on the screen again, and of course I touch it to activate it. And now I'm going to actually copy from there into my Notes app quickly. Okay, so I'm just going to type in hello.
H-E-L-L-O.
So I've got hello there. So two finger flick to the left to bring up the menu.
Alert. Hello.
One finger flick to the left.
Copy to clipboard.
Copy to button. Clipboard.
Copy to clipboard.
Okay, I'm going to press the home button.
Portrait. Blind square.
And as you can tell, it switched back double to portrait.
Double tap to open.
I'm going to press the home button.
Home. Messages.
And
three new
click
items
on the screen to my Notes app.
Photos. Camera. Video. Maps. Weather. Passbook. Notes.
One finger double tap on Notes.
Notes.
And touch the top right hand side of the screen.
Add button.
To the add button. One finger double tap.
Note. Text field.
Okay. Double tap to edit. Two finger rotate around to edit.
Words. Lines. Speech rate. Volume. Punctuate. Hints. Headings. Edit.
One finger flick down.
Italic. Bold. Underline. Paste.
One finger double tap.
Hello. Paste.
Okay. And I've pasted it into, in this case, my Notes app. And then, of course, to get back to the Braille Touch app, home button twice.
App switcher, Braille Touch.
There's Braille Touch.
Double tap. Landscape. Home button to the left.
Okay, so we're back into Braille Touch. Home button on left, so it's VoiceOver Reckons, because I've already turned the phone into the right orientation. Physically, home button on right, power button on left. Touch the screen. I've activated the keyboard, and of course, if I one finger flick to the left, there's nothing in there because I've just copied the text out of the clipboard. I'm going to close Braille Touch for the moment.
Portrait.
And let's go and have a look at the settings that Braille Touch is actually using. So I'm back to my initial home screen. So I'm going to touch on the settings.
Settings.
Finger double tap.
Settings.
Let's go and find the Braille Touch app. So I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Brightness wallpaper.
And I'm going to do one finger flick to the right to find Braille Touch.
Privacy. iCloud. Mail. Notes. Reminder. Phone. Message. Faced. Maps. Safari. iTunes. Music. Video. Photos. iBook. Podcast. iTunes. Twitter. Face. ABC. Airport. BBC. Braille Touch. Button.
Okay, there's Braille Touch. One finger double tap.
Braille Touch. Settings. Back button.
Okay, so one finger flick to the right.
Braille Touch. Heading. Settings. Heading. Speech feedback. Characters only. Button.
Now, speech feedback, characters only. That's when you're inputting in Braille. We'll do one finger double tap on that.
Speech feedback, Braille Touch, back
okay,
button.
You have one finger flick to the right.
Speech feedback, heading, selected, characters only.
Okay, characters only, which is selected.
Words only.
Words only.
Characters and words.
Characters and words.
No speech feedback.
No speech feedback. Okay, so that's it for the options. I'm actually going to leave mine on characters for the moment. So I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to go
Braille
back.
Braille Touch. Settings. Button.
Okay, let's do one finger flick to the right again.
Braille Touch. Heading. Settings. Heading. Speech feedback. Characters only. Button.
Okay, that's what we're just on.
Braille Touch email signature on.
Okay, Braille
double
Touch
double tap to toggle
email.
Setting.
Braille Touch email signature on, i.e. when you do an email, it puts that little tag down the bottom that it was actually done with Braille Touch. Of course, if you double tap that now,
off,
that turns that function off. Okay, so I'll turn that back on again for the moment. One finger double tap.
On.
One finger flick to the right.
Show welcome screen. On.
Okay, show welcome
double tap
screen.
To toggle setting.
On. So I'm going to leave that on for the moment. If you turned it off, you'll get that screen that basically says paste from clipboard, help, and then start typing. You won't get, we recommend you use a case with the app, etc., etc. All right, so that's where you turn that initial welcome screen off. One finger flick to the right.
White on black view, off.
Okay, white on
double
black view.
Double tap to toggle setting.
That's to make the app easier to see. So for one finger double tap.
On.
That turns it on. One finger double tap.
Off.
Turns it off. One finger flick to the right.
Without voiceover, heading.
Okay, now this following feature is without voiceover running.
Fast speech rate, off.
That's faster
double
speech
tap
rate.
To toggle
currently
setting.
Off. I turned it on.
On.
It's now on, okay, but it's off by default. One finger double tap
off.
Again. One finger flick to the right.
Advanced heading.
Advanced heading, one finger flick to the right.
Flip dots 1, 3, 4, 6, off.
Now this is the function
toggle setting
where you can actually flip the dots on the screen. So at the moment, remembering on the left hand side going from the top of the screen to the bottom, it's dots 1, 2 and 3. On the right hand side going from the top to the bottom, it's 4, 5 and 6. Now if that feels back to front to you, you can actually switch the orientation of dots 1 and 4 and dots 3 and 6. So in that case, then going from the top of the screen on the left hand side, you would have dots 3 and then 2 and 1 at the bottom. And the right hand side up the top, you would then have dots 6, 5 of course in the middle, and then dot 4. Okay, but that's only if the current orientation doesn't make sense to you. So one finger flick to the right again, and that's it for the settings screen. So I'm just going to press the home button.
Home, settings. Double tap to open.
So that concludes this demonstration of Braille Touch, remembering that you can download the free version to have a play with and read the manual by going to the iOS App Store and typing in Braille Touch or one word, capital B, capital T. And then if you wish, you can upgrade to the full version, remembering that for the first couple of days of the initial release, as of now, this recording, you can get it in Australian dollars for $15.99. And then it goes back to the $20 for the full upgrade for those extra features in the app, i.e. paste from clipboard, paste to clipboard, tweet, text message, etc. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this demonstration. Thanks for listening as always, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.